Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to From the Rib, and I'm your host, Asha. So today we're going to talk about self-love, and if you guys don't know, every other week, Wednesday, we're going to be here, and that Wednesday, early that day, I'm going to be posting a question on my Facebook, and it's just Sierra Herring. So this question of the week was, what is something that you don't like about yourself, or something that you wish you could change? So shout out to everybody who commented. So Javon Bates said he feels like he's too hard on himself. Kiana Nyree says she hates the way she shuts down on others. Bennett Smith said, I'm missing a front tooth. Rachel Thomas says she's a people pleaser, and sometimes that means that people get to walk all over her. Kiana Sawyer said confidence. Jordan Wilson added that if I die, no one will miss me. Jasmine Jackson said, my weight and my self-reflection. Darnisha Floyd said, not being able to emotionally deliver myself, shutting down with others, and being defensive due to interpretation. So first of all, again, I want to give another shout out to them, for everybody had the courage to go ahead, you know, air the dirty laundry kind of, so I want y'all to know that y'all have taken a first step, to self-love. So some of the things that I commonly hear people call themselves is not good enough. I'm running behind, you know, this whole thing that, you know, I'm on a timeline and other people are in front of me, or I'm not where I should be. Ugly, fat, skinny, dumb, not perfect, outcast, bad mom, a bad dad, a loser, a waste of time, too soft, and crazy. So I just want to open up again by just sharing some of my personal experience with self-love. I was at a point once in my life where everyone else thought that I loved myself so much. And it's so funny that when I openly went through a depression or openly went through a state of mind where people could see me depreciating, for lack of better words, they told me, wow, I can't believe, like, you're going through this. You used to be such a confident person. And it's, and I laugh about it, and to people who know me deeply, they know I hated myself the most at that point. But for some odd reason, I felt the need to let everyone else know that, hey, I'm happy. And I'm not gonna lie, maybe because I was looking so good at that time that people just automatically assumed that I was happy. And I'm gonna be sharing some things today that a lot of people don't know about me. But the first thing I wanna do, well, kind of the third thing at this point, is share some rules to loving yourself at all times. I've kind of acquired these three things after reading and, you know, reading all the deep posts and, you know, vibing in my poetic life and through music. And the first thing I really noticed is that you have to know who you are. If you don't know who you are, how could you possibly even start to love yourself? Like, you have to know. And another thing that you have to do as far as knowing yourself, knowing who you are, is being able to be that person at all times. So who cares if, okay, something that really irritates me is repeating myself, or I hate when I have to deeply explain myself because somebody doesn't understand me. So other people look at them like, wow, she has no patience. That's just like so rude. But I had to get to the point where I'm like, nope, I don't care. I'm not going to repeat myself, and I'm not going to feel bad when somebody else feels bad. And there's nothing wrong with that as long as you know who you are. Because when you're acting in that way, you'll be comfortable regardless of what anybody else has to say. So the second thing that you need to do, for a tip for loving yourself, a rule for loving yourself at all times, is accepting who you are. So the first one is knowing who you are, and the second one is accepting who you are. I think that this one is the one that we stray away from so much. It's the fact that we just won't take a second. For some reason, this just seems to be the thing in society that I feel like has been off. And I think it's because dealing with the first part is just so difficult. So knowing who you are, again, what's the first one? The second one, accepting who you are. Again, I'm just going to use the same example for myself. You know, I used to think that I was this, well, I tried to act like I was just this shallow girl who cared about my looks so much. And, you know, I just love playing basketball because I'm good at it. I have a basketball scholarship. I was super loud in high school. Towards the end with people who knew me, like I was super, you know, I debated so much. But I never accepted the part of me that was the realest. I never accepted the part of me that was the biggest. That was such a small part of me. And I think I struggled with accepting who I was after the fact, after I knew who I was. So I would say probably in high school is when I started deciphering and starting to, I knew who I was. And then I would say in college is when I started to, really towards the end of college, start accepting who I was. So I started accepting the fact that I loved classical music and not hip hop as much, or I started accepting the fact that I love the Frank Oceans and the Amy Winehouses and the Two Cellos of the World and Linkin Park. I started accepting that. I started accepting the fact that I would love to pick up my violin again, and that was one of my biggest regrets in life, and choosing basketball over that, even though it afforded me a scholarship. I started accepting the fact that I didn't really care about how I looked, but I just accepted the fact that I cared about how people viewed me. And once I started to accept those things, I then started to realize that the path that I had created for myself was not realistic. Not in the sense that the things that I thought that I wanted are not realistic, but in a sense that they are unrealistic to me, and unrealistic to me being happy. So the third one is know who you want to be. So the first one, again, know who you are. Number two, accept who you are. And number three, know who you want to be. So if you know who you are, then you know where you're at, and then you know where you want to go. And so those are the three things, the three rules to loving yourself at all times. So I know a lot of y'all are probably wondering, how do we get there, Sierra? You know, you always hitting us with this deep stuff, and you always hitting us with these problems, but you never give a solution. So this week, you know, I took notes on everybody who called me and gave me their feedback, which I would love for y'all to do. My number is 216-386-0920. And I would say three ways to abide by the rules of loving yourself at all times is: one, express yourself and evaluate yourself. That is one thing that I feel like women in particular do not do well. We don't express ourselves well. And two, I don't think men evaluate themselves well. You know, of course, everybody's gonna be like, well, I think it's just people in general. I believe that women, we don't express ourselves enough, and male, you guys don't evaluate yourselves enough. And so that means expressing and evaluating yourself, even when it's the uncommon opinion. And that is just so important. I was always a person. So Denzel had gave me some, Denzel Middlebrooks on Facebook gave me some feedback, and he just, you know, I was at a point where I was like, man, I don't know if I should keep doing this podcast. I feel like people not really feeling me. And he was like, you have to realize that you're a trailblazer. And when I heard that, I'm like, wow, that makes so much sense. And so what some of y'all have to do is realize that you're a trailblazer in your environment. Like, expressing myself at all times has always deemed me as a leader, even when I didn't want to be, because I always had an uncommon opinion, and I was always bullheaded in that opinion. And so instead of being in an environment where I was uncomfortable, I made everyone else uncomfortable. And then they started to conform. And it actually, most of the time, I would say in my life, it actually ended up being more beneficial, not just for myself, but the entire group. So one, express yourself. Two, evaluate yourself. It is okay to tell yourself, hey, you off your game, yo. You need to get it together. If you're doing good, let yourself know that you're doing well. But again, those two things right there go with knowing who you are. Know who you are. Two, understand why you feel the way you do and how to effectively convey it. Understand why you feel the way you do and how to effectively convey it. So that kind of goes along with evaluating yourself. So express yourself first. I don't care how bizarre it is. Evaluate yourself. Say, did I go about that the right way? And then three, why did I even do that? Why did I even feel that way? So some of y'all get so lost in life or don't know who you are because you never take a second to think, why do I think like this? So I think that high school, why a lot of people fail in college is because in high school, you're given a rubric. You're taught how to just think one way. And then in college, they say, you got to think for yourself. Tell me why you put this. And it's so funny because in school, I remember them being like, okay, read this passage. And then they ask you a question. Oh, what color, where do you think the kids should have went on a vacation? Where do you think they should have went on a vacation? Then you say, I think they should have went to Maryland. But in college, it's like, where do you think the kids should have went on vacation and why? And I remember like sitting around with my friends like, why she gotta know why? Just know that I feel like they should have went to Maryland. And so a part of, you don't know why you feel that way. So you need to really sit down with yourself and understand why you feel that way. Because if you don't realize why you feel that way, some negative things, that's why they linger, my people. That's why they linger, because you don't understand why you feel that way. And if you can't get a weed by the root, you just breaking it off and it's gonna keep building right back up. Oh my gosh, I'm very passionate about that, because you gotta dig deeper into yourself. You can no longer live your life not understanding yourself. If nobody else understands you, that's something that you might want to work with. And that's the second part of it, how to effectively convey it. So this happens a lot in relationships. If you can't come to terms with how you feel and why you feel that way, what makes you think you can sit around and tell somebody why you mad at them? Or why you feel some kind of way? Or why y'all not getting along? You cannot. Not effectively, you can't. And number three, make a goal for every aspect of life that's important to you. If physical is important to you, make a goal for it. I know a lot of people saying, I want to lose weight and blah, blah. Okay, stop telling me you want to lose weight and tell me how much you want to lose, where you want to lose it, and what you want your body to look like. Get deeper into yourself. Spiritually, stop saying, I want to get closer to God. Tell me, I really would like if I could talk to God, or I really would like if, I could start to understand my Bible more, because that's what makes me feel connected to God. Get deeper into it mentally. Stop telling me, I just feel mentally defeated. I don't really know how I'm about to get over it. Start telling me, I want to have a better positive outlook on things. I want to feel good when I wake up in the morning. Be more specific. Get deep into yourself. And then emotionally, stop saying, I'll just be feeling depressed. I don't want to be depressed no more. Tell me, I have negative thoughts when I no longer want to have negative thoughts when. So you have to be more specific to fix these problems. So again, the rules to loving yourself at all times. Know who you are, accept who you are, know who you want to be, and the ways to abide by those rules. If you're not on point, express yourself, evaluate yourself, number one. Number two, understand why you feel that the way you do and how to effectively convey it. And number three, make a goal for every aspect of your life that's important to you. And so another thing, love something, perfect it, then share it with the world. I'm going to say it again. Love something, perfect it, then share it with the world. So I know we have some introverts out there, but I think that when everyone at least feels like they're filling a niche in this world, or feeling that, I believe that every person on this earth has a purpose. So it's very important for you to take your little piece of the earth, the small piece that you have in history, love something, perfect it, then share it with the world. And I think those are very healthy steps. So if you look at that, so love something, know what that something is, perfect it, accept what it is, and invest time, not spend time in it, then share it with the world. Showing companionship, get admiration from it. There's nothing wrong with that. And so another thing I'm going to share with y'all personally, this podcast, you guys don't understand how important you are to me. This podcast has literally changed me mentally. I had an issue in my life where I wasn't consistent. This is one of the first things that I've been able to be consistent with after coming out of my depression. And I'll just be real with y'all. Like, I've been mentally violated, physically violated, emotionally violated, spiritually blocked. And I still know that I have a purpose on this earth. And that little piece of hope keeps me going. Like, I was at a point in high school where I wanted to take my own life. And it's crazy because so many people who know me in high school would look at me like, if I did that to myself, so many people would have looked at me and be like, wow, I never seen that coming. For people who went to the same high school as me, people who went to Bedford High School, we've been losing people left and right. And it's all people who we consider to be happy people. So what I'm telling y'all is, it's okay to be where you are. It is very much okay, so to be where you are. Sometimes I almost want to tell people when they're sad, when they're mad, when they're upset, grasp that feeling, make sure you feel it to its fullness, and make sure that you never feel it again. And I think that failure is so important in life. So important in life. Another thing I'm going to share with y'all, I had such a self-reflection issue because I wanted to be so perfect. I wanted to be so perfect that I almost ruined my potential. I started hating the way I looked. I'm not perfect enough. This spot of my body isn't perfect enough. I got three and four degrees. Why do I not have this lifestyle? And I'm telling you right now, those small things will eat at you until there's nothing left. And the thing that I would hate to see most out of anybody who's listening to this is the loss of potential. And I just want y'all to know, literally every person that's listening to this right now, I want you to know that I love you deeply. And I truly and honestly mean that. And I mean that so much so that I'm actually, I got a separate number for anybody who wants to discuss anything. If you want to text me at 3 o'clock in the morning, call me at 3 o'clock in the morning on this number to tell me, man, I just ran out of tissue. It's really hectic in here and I don't know what I'm about to do. And by all means, call me, text me. The number is 713-348-9504. Again, that's 713-348-9504. Even if you want to leave a little message or something that you want to say or hear more out of the show, some critique, go ahead, drop it on there as well. And I have the suicide hotline for y'all. It's 800-273-8255. And there's also a drug and addiction line. That's 844-315-8013. Again, all those services I just named are completely free. So something I want y'all to do this week is make the commitment to knowing who you are. And with that being said, I just want to thank y'all so much for listening. And that concludes the end of episode 3. I'll see y'all in 2 weeks.